So, the Final Four tonight, the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Players from Connecticut, Wisconsin, Florida, and Kentucky will take the court in Arlington, Texas, and they will be cheered on at AT&T Stadium by thousands of dedicated fans. Stephen Becker of member station KERA found out just how dedicated some of these fans can be.
Three of the Final Four teams use blue as a school color. But on Friday, the bulk of that blue was on the backs of Kentucky fans.
I'm not going to miss Kentucky play. You know, if we're going to the Final Four, I'm going to be there if I walk.
That's Mike Spencer, a horse trainer from Louisville. This is his ninth Final Four. And like other trips, he doesn't have tickets yet. But
I always manage to get them.
Jim Irwin just flew in from Ashland, Kentucky, and he doesn't have tickets either. But as a Wildcat fan, he knows his way around a Final Four. This is the school's third in the last 4 years. He expects to see a lot of Kentucky blue among the 85,000 fans at the games this weekend.
I would say probably 60% will be Kentucky fans. The Florida fans do not travel well.
Not so, says Gator fan Linda Boyd.
Ask a Kentucky fan if they've ever gone to an away football game. Never.
She and her husband John are from Jacksonville.
My father graduated from the University of Florida in 1951. I've been going to the football game since I was 10.
The Florida basketball team, which has won 30 in a row, is the odds-on favorite to cut down the nets Monday. But don't count out maybe the most unlikely team to make the trip, UConn. Russell Steinberg just got in with his dad from Farmington, Connecticut.
On the way here, almost lost in the first round to St. Joe's. Could have lost to Villanova, could have lost to Iowa State, Michigan State. It always helps when you have the best player in the tournament, though, on your team. That would be Shabazz Napier.
Napier led UConn to an upset of Michigan State last weekend. Steinberg immediately went online to find Final Four tickets.
Got those for a little over 100 each.
That's a steal, considering choice seats in the cavernous stadium are going for $2,000 and up, which might be worth it for Wisconsin fans. Pat and Sue Lakey heard the Badgers were in while traveling in Colorado, and they weren't going to miss it.
We picked up the phone and called our friends in Wisconsin and said, we want to go. So Wednesday morning, we got in the car, and here we are. Go Badgers.
And on Monday, they might finally get to call their school national champions. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Becker.
They're playing basketball.
All around the
we
world.
We love their basketball.
To the beach,
they're
y'all.
They're playing basketball.
Let's go.
All
around the
we
world.
Love their
y'all know.
Basketball.
This is so.